Sig, you can tell me what you have in mind so I can get all ready for the, after the top of the hour.
Hi, Doc. Yeah. Got a relative who has real bad cancer, so I was getting that stuff for her.
Oh, I see.
So I thought I'd test it on myself.
Uh-huh.
I took a dose of it to see if I'd get sick or anything. But what happened was I got Parkinson's for 6 years, but I felt like my legs felt better. I felt, well,
oh,
that's
my.
In my head, but the next day I went out to the tennis courts as usual.
No, okay, sir, let's...
The net for the first...
I hear we have to go after the top of the hour, but please hang in there. We all need to hear this. Okay, let's turn down that music right away because we may be hearing something really important from Sig that may apply to other folks. Folks, you probably know that this is how discoveries are made sometimes. We do something for one reason and something else happens. It's good. I'm going to shut up right now. We're going to do the commercial announcement after Sig continues telling us what he had in mind. Please go for it, Sig.
Okay, Doc. Yeah, just such. I have a relative who has bad cancer, so I was going to have her take that stuff. But I wanted to test it on myself to see if I'd get sick or anything. I didn't want to harm her.
Yeah, I do that too,
so
sir.
I did
thank
that.
You.
I took the 1 ounce dose, and I thought my legs were working a little better. I wasn't expecting that at all. I've had Parkinson's for about 6 years. So
uh-huh.
I thought, well, that's all in my head. So the next day, I go out to the tennis courts, and for the first time ever, one of the players calls me up to the net and says, hey, you're moving better today. So I just wanted to see any possibility. Any possibility with that chemistry?
Yes, there is, sir. Now, what that particular over-the-counter medication for doggies and so forth was designed for is killing worms. But I think we both know that nobody knows the cause of Parkinson's disease. There's a lot of theories, and there's patent medicines, and there's even natural treatments, but nobody knows exactly why it happens in the first place. Even the natural folks don't know why it happens. We have natural treatments, and they do help. But why did the person get Parkinson's in the first place? We don't know. So it is possible, sir, that Parkinson's might be some sort of a remote reaction to little worms are being killed off. That's one possibility. The second possibility is there's something biochemically about that mabendazole or fenbendazole, as those dog worming pills are called. There's a possibility that those do something against the cause of the Parkinson's itself, and we don't know what that cause is. I'm not trying to say it's necessarily dog worms. I'm just saying it might be, and I'm also saying it might be something else we don't know about because we don't know. The nice thing, though, sir, is as far as I know, and I looked it up after I read Dr. Williams, nobody ever did get hurt with this stuff, although I got always put in a parenthesis here. It is possible to be allergic to anything in the world. I'm allergic to a couple of common foods that everybody else can eat, but me, I just have to stay away from beets, land me in the hospital. The second time I ate them, I swore I never would again because I landed in the emergency room twice. So anyway, sir, unless you're allergic to it, I just keep seeing what happens. I wouldn't go to giant doses, but I'd keep seeing what happens. And thank you for passing this along because I'm certainly going to mention it as a possibility, not a proven thing, but a possibility to other people with chronic Parkinson's. Thank you.
Okay, Doc, I'll keep you updated on it.
Well, please, I really appreciate that, sir. Do keep us all updated on that. Thank you.